Good morning. On a Sunday in Lent, a pastor in a parish announced to the parishioners, next Friday we are going to have the Stations of the Cross. So when you come to the Stations of the Cross next Friday, I request you to bring a cross with you. No matter what size the cross is, whether it's small or big, plastic or wooden or metal, doesn't matter. Bring a cross with you. When the time came for the Stations to begin on Friday, the pastor told the parishioners who gathered there, please raise your crosses high. The cross that you brought, raise them high. Everyone did, except for one woman. And the pastor noticed it. So he asked her quietly, Miss, did you forget to bring your cross? And she replied, no, Father, I didn't forget. In fact, I brought my cross. Then turning to her husband, she said, look, here is my cross. But I'm going to need some help here because he's too heavy for me to lift. No offense to any of the husbands here, please. It could be the other way around too, right? There may be some husbands telling, ah, I have a cross here. Okay. Just kidding. Brothers and sisters, crosses come to our lives in different forms, in different sizes, in different nature. Our cross could be in the form of a person. It could be a trial that we are going through, a crisis that we are encountering. It could be in the form of a suffering. It can be our cross, a sickness, a deadly illness with which we are battling, or our dear ones. That could be a cross in our lives. It could be in the form of death to our dear ones. It could be in the form of a natural calamity, like the present Hurricane Harvey that is causing so much problem for our people in Texas. It's a cross that they are going through right now. Crosses do come to our lives. There is no problem-free life in this world. We all do have our own crosses to bear. You know, St. Francis de Sales says, he says, it's not the cross or the burden itself that will weigh us down or break us, but rather the manner in which you carry them. It will either break you or it can build you up. It can strengthen you, provided you know how to carry them, how to face them when they do occur in our lives. Today's liturgy, the scriptures remind us of the importance of facing the crosses when they do occur in our lives and conquer them and not run away from them. No. In today's first reading, Prophet Jeremiah, one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament, who was full of zeal for the love of God and his mission as a prophet, God entrusted him with a specific mission to go and preach to the people of Israel. Tell them that they are in sin and they are going to be punished if they don't repent. It was a hard message to tell the people of Israel. But he did anyway. But you know, he had to face so much opposition, persecution for that. People hated him. They wanted him to be killed. So he was hiding himself. He came to a situation where he was so much distressed and in agony. So he cries out in today's first reading we heard, God, you duped me. And I allowed myself to be duped by the Lord. Kind of he's accusing God, complaining to him that you are taking advantage of my generosity. You made me a prophet. Now you are asking me to do all these difficult things. My mission has become my cross. But God wanted him to carry that cross. He didn't want him to give up. So Jeremiah says, although I wanted to stop preaching the word of God, but something within me is burning. Burning like a fire within my heart, which I cannot contain unless I preach it. The word of God is like that. You just cannot keep it in, hold it in. You have to speak it out. Speak the truth coming from God. You cannot hold it in. But that might become your cross. Yes, for speaking the word of God, for living the gospel values in today's society, we may become the mockery, the subject of laughter, mockery, ridicule, shame. Yes, it happens many times. Just because we are Christians and we stand up for the values, Christian values, we become the subject of laughter in the society, like what happened to Jeremiah. But God did not ask him to stop that. Continue. Be courageous in facing the crosses. God will come to our help. In today's gospel, Peter, you know, he at first did not want Jesus to go through the way of the cross. When he predicted his impending passion and death on the cross, Peter called Jesus aside and said, God forbid, Lord, this shall not happen to you. Oh, we cannot bear that. Our Master, our Lord, our Savior is dying on the cross. That is a shame. We don't want you to go through that. What was the reply of Jesus to Peter? Get behind me, Satan. You are standing on my way, on my mission. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Yes, we human beings don't want to go through the cross. Very often, we try to avoid the cross. We look for shortcut to glory. But that's not the way of the Lord. That's not how God the Father wanted his Son to do. His mission was to die on the cross for the salvation of the humanity. There was no other way. Cross was the way for Jesus. To redemption, to salvation of humanity. And no one could stand on his way. Get behind me, Satan, Jesus said to Peter. And then he said, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Whoever saves his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will gain it. A paradox is the contradiction that we find in Christian religion. To that of the world today, there is a clear paradox here. The world looks for shortcut, for comfort and pleasures, and avoidance of pains and sacrifices. But Jesus tells us, teaches us something else. This is what makes our Christianity, our Christian religion and faith, different from the rest of the world. We are unique. It is a paradox. Yes, that's what Jesus came to teach us. The death on the cross was a paradox. It was a shame. But it became the sign of salvation, victory, triumph over the sufferings and evils of this world. Christianity is a religion of suffering. It is a religion of the cross. But that's not the end. The beautiful part is, it is also the religion of the hope for the whole world. Yes, today we live in a materialistic world, consumerism, and Everywhere promotion of the instant gratification by seeking pleasures and comforts, even including the media today. That is what they project to the society, especially to the younger young generations today. Go for it if it gives you instant pleasure, satisfaction. Go for it, instant satisfaction. And avoid whatever ask you or demand from you self-denial and sacrifice. Avoid that. That's the wrong philosophy that is being circulated in the society today. Against that of the true philosophy, theology that Jesus teaches us. The true value of the worth of denial and self-sacrifice. Endurance. There is no crown without the cross. There is no glory without suffering. And so the Lord is telling us to be courageous in the face of crosses, sufferings and pains that we encounter. You know, God can bring about good even from evil. He does. Yes, evil does exist in this world. There's so much of evil happening in the society today. There is persecution going on against the Christians throughout the world. We know what is happening in the Middle East, in Africa, in Asia. You know, the other day in India, one of the missionary priests was brutally attacked by a group of Hindu fanatics in North India. He was cut, chopped, all his body part. Both arms were cut out. His legs were totally broken and wounded. His head was wounded in many places, skull broken. But he is still alive. He is still alive and fighting for his life in the hospital. This is just one example of what is going on. Persecution against us Christians. Christians do a lot of great work of charity in India. But they are still hated by some people. They do. Throughout the world we are hated for living the gospel values. But what makes them courageous to live their faith and to witness the gospel? Because of their hope in Jesus Christ. Our religion is a religion of hope. Suffering and persecution is not the end. You know, Jesus' life did not end on the cross. His story did not end there. He rose again on the third day to a new life, promising us, giving us hope of eternal life. There is hope for us when we suffer. It's not without any meaning. There is a value in suffering. There is a value in carrying our daily crosses. It will bring about transformation, change of heart. Last week, what happened in Texas, the evil that happened, the natural calamity that brought about so much of evil, suffering for the people in Texas, caused by Hurricane Harvey. So many people suffering there right now. Hundreds and thousands of homes destroyed. Many lives were lost. So many people are homeless. There is so much bad things happening. But on the other hand, there's also something good happening there. There is so much love pouring into Texas right now. Did you see that? So much love. This is what we need right now. You see there are people coming from all over across the nation, pouring out their love of care, concern, helping them with the material things, food, water, shelter, and financial help. Here we see the whole nation coming together, forgetting all the differences, and unite as one nation, one people, to reach out and help those in need. And help them alleviate their suffering. Help them carry their crosses so that their crosses become lighter. That's what Jesus promised us. Come to me, all who are laboring and are heavily burdened. I will give you rest. I will lighten your burden, he said. He did not say, I will take away your burden. I will take away your cross. but I will lighten your burden. That's what we can do, brothers and sisters, by reaching out to one another who are suffering, who are carrying a heavy cross. Help them to carry that with courage, with grace and joy, so that we become victorious at the end. How do we face our own crosses that come to us daily? Does our Christian faith help us and strengthen us to carry the crosses with joy and optimism? And do we help others, one another, to help carry their own crosses? Amen.